the issue of Gnevis Das?
The issue of Gnevis Das is a serious issue. It's a type of Gneva. And deceiving someone is a terrible thing because you're not being Emes. The signature of God is to be Emes. And the Gemara has in Shas, that it's also Ligno of Das Brias. Even the Das of a boy is an Isser. In fact, there's a Machlegis to be four in the Rabbeinu Yoina as to whether this is called Geneva or Sheker. And I want you to keep this in mind, these two approaches to the Geneva's Das. Is it Geneva or is it Sheker? The Ritva says it's the Rosh of all Ganovim, Gneva's Das. It's obviously old, it's Gneva. And according to the Rabbeinu Yoina, he puts it under the rule of Sheker, of lying. So whether it's a Jew or a non-Jew, you're not allowed to deceive. Okay? Very important. Now, what is the difference between Gneva and Gzeila? Gneva is you're more scared of man than Hashem. You steal quietly. That's why you're giving kafel. But what is gezel? Gezel, you steal openly. Gezel is when you steal openly. You're not putting man over Hashem. Therefore, gneva has kafel. That's what the Gemara says in Bava Kama Nine Testament base. Okay? You got that? That's why it's called Gnevis Das. And not Gzeilus Das. Why is it called Gnevis Das and not Gzeilus Das? Because you're causing someone deception, but you're doing it because you're more scared of man. Hashem knows what you're doing. That's why it's not called Gzeilus Das. You follow me? It's called Gnevis Das. Because Gnevis is when you put man on a higher pedestal than Hashem. You're more scared of man, so you're trying to deceive him. Hashem knows what you're doing. That's why the term is called Gnevis Das and not Gzeilus Das. Okay, you got me? So there are two approaches. There's a third approach of the Rambam, and that is that you mix both. Rambam says you mix both together. Rambam says we mix Gneva and Sheker. It's a little bit of both, according to the Rambam. So there are three different approaches when you attempt to say Gnevis Das. Yes, Jonathan, go ahead.
I was going to ask if Rebbe could explain the difference between Gneva and Gzeila again.
Yes. Gneva is when you do it covertly. When you steal at night. When you're a pickpocket. Gzeila is when you do it in the open. But when you do it covertly, you're putting man over Hashem. You're more scared of man than Hashem. Therefore, there's a penalty of kafel. Yes? The guy by Gzeila, it's not that way. By Gzeila, you're just doing the open, you're not putting man over Hashem. Okay? That's why we're saying the term is called Gnevis Das and not Gzeilus Das.
So where would Sheker put in there?
What is the Mechayiv of Gnevis Das? Is it called Gneva or is it called Sheker? Because you are lying when you deceive a guy. So I want to bring out, we won't be able to do it all in one day. Tomorrow I'll remind everyone that Rabbi Cohen is here early, so please everyone be here at 9. You might not come to speak at 9, maybe a little later, but I want everyone please to be here at 9. I'm recording. I want to give some nafkiminas between the two approaches. Number one is it considered to be permissible, l'shem kavod? Is it permissible, l'shem kavod, to deceive someone? What do I mean permissible? Now you're allowed to deceive someone, l'shem kavod. Let's say there's a big barrel of wine. The Gemara says they opened it a few minutes before the guest came. It was a big Talmid Chacham. But the Talmid Chacham, that's the guest, thinks they opened it for him. Must you tell him or not? That we did not open it for him. It might make him feel bad. Or do we say that it's permissible? that you don't have to tell them, because it's l'shem kavod, it's mutter. This is two answers in the Gemara Chulin and Daf Sadi Dal and Amud Aleph. What do you think the two Teirutzim are fighting about? If it's sheker, the Gemara has in Yevamah, so what daf? Daf Samachem Adbeis, and it's mutter l'shanas b'nei shalom, or mutter, or mitzvah l'shanas b'nei shalom. Is it mutter to fib, or is it a mitzvah for shalom? We don't encourage ever lying, but maybe there's a hetter for shalom. It says mutter or mitzvah, so it's either a dechuyah or a hutcher. It's either a dechuyah or a hutcher. You know what a dechuyah or a hutcher means? What does dechuyah or hutcher mean? When you do pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, is it like Shabbos doesn't exist, and therefore you don't have to minimize it on Shabbos, or do you say Shabbos exists, you just have to minimize it? That's a dechuyah. So when you have the license to fib a little bit for shalom, is that a heter, or is it a what? Or is it a dechuyah? That's the two shittas in the Gemara. Where? In Yevamah Staf Samach Beis. We just mentioned three Gemaras so far. If we write them down and look them up, you gain so much. First one, Chulin Sadi Dalam and Aleph. Second one, Bava Kama Daf what? Ayin Tesvet Beis. And the third one, what? Yevamah Samach Beis. So the two answers the Gemara are fighting. What is the Machayev of Nevis Das? Is it considered to be Sheker? Then you'll have heter. Or is it Gneva? Gneva, there are never any heter. Gneva, there are never any heter when it comes to Gneva. We don't believe in Robin Hood. You're not allowed to steal from the what? You're not allowed to steal from the poor. You're not allowed to steal from the rich and give to the poor. Gneva is always us. So those are what the two answers are fighting about. The Rambam never lists the heter of Kavod in Hilchos Deis. Where are the two places in the Rambam where he discusses Gneivas Das? Hilchos Deos, which implies what concept? Sheker or Gneiva?
Sheker.
He's talking Hilchos Deos.
Sheker.
But he doesn't give a heter. But he also talks about Hilchos Mechira. That implies Gneiva as well. That's why he doesn't have the heter. Because the Rambam has both motifs. That's one nafkamina. Okay. The Ritva writes it to this in Yeraisa, and he says the three Ganavimim, the Gadol Shebetul, the Gneiv is the Das Abnis. The Smak says that Gneiv is Das is the Rabbonim. So that's one nafkamina we just gave. I'll give you another nafkamina. Another nafkamina that comes up is the following situation. Let's say you want to try to be nice to someone. And you invite him over for Shabbos, but you invite him over for Shabbos and you know he can't come. Is that mutter or usher? If it's Gneiva, it's always usher. Even if you do it one time. The Machaber seems to say it's usher when you do it one time. You're trying to be nice to the guy, but on the other hand, it's still what? Still not right. But if you hold a sheker, then maybe once or twice we'd allow you to do that. To make it seem like you're being nice to him, even though you don't want to have him over. To that degree, we have to ask ourselves, are we engaging in the name of God? Are we being real? Are we being phonies and deceiving people? Yes? Usually we try to, I would say, we usually try to avoid it, but if you have to be no choice, then you'd have to rely on check. If push comes to shove, if you have no choice, you can rely on check or maybe come up with a small heter. Well, the Machaber seems to say it's Gneiva, and the small says it's checker. No, the Gemara never decides on looking at mice. The Gemara never decides. I'll give you another nafkamina. Another nafkamina we have. What about a gift? You sell a guy and you deceive him, of course you're over there with us. But what happens if you give a gift to a guy and he thinks it's like one thing and it's real expensive? It's not. Are you over there with us? My plate is ripped for Rajbol. If it's Gneiva, Marshall shot not because he didn't spend any money, no? But if you hold a checker, you're still lying. Who cares whether it's in the realm of gifts? You follow me?
Eyes can hear loud.
Because you're not really stealing, because you're giving a guy a gift, so he's not losing anything. You know what I mean? It still is, you're right. But it's a Machlokes Rish for Rosh Bo. But maybe the motif of Gneiva says, if I'm in the realm of giving a guy a gift, it's not Gneiva. If I sell a guy something and he gives me cash, you know what I mean? Then Lamais, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe that's another after you. Yes, Usher. Yeah, that's what I think. It's his own stupidity. You can't worry about that. But if you kind of try to convey it as if it's like this collector's item and it's really, you know, will cost you a buck, you know, it's a phony, then that would be another nafkamina, a lot of mice. Okay? Okay, let's break it down a little bit further. And then we have short Seder day, so I want to hazard Gimel Amud Aleph to Gemara Rashi Tosis. And here are the questions here. I didn't have time to give it to Nate before Nate was so kind to offer to do it. And I could have spoken to Mistar Chokshava Tovla Mice, as if he actually did it to Mark Kedusha. Okay, now let's get to this. Tovla Mice. Very interesting. Is it possible to say that if you don't verbally do Gnei V'Stas, it's okay? Might be another napkin. It's hard to believe, but I think we're Machmer. What did it say? Midvar Sheker Tirchak. What does Dvar mean? Speaking. If the Machayev of Gnei V'Stas Sheker, maybe it's only if you verbally deceive the guy. But if it's Gneiva, whether you verbally or silently, what's the difference? Now, I don't mean to say that if you lie, Gitzav, it's okay. For sure that's also, but maybe one could suggest
the wine case isn't Dibur.
That's true. Well, you're right. The wine case wasn't Dibur. It's a good riot. That's a good, very good horror. And Nate says that's a good horror. Very good. The wine case wasn't bad. That seemed to imply that it was Yasser. It's hard to believe that it would be Mutti just in that case. Now, yes.
Not at all.
I can give you a case of exactly what you favor. You just deceive a guy. You cheat. Let's say you cheat. You cheat in one of your college classes. I not only really favor, but your other name is Das. I'm not a new favor. Okay.
You're now in a vocational
professor
that you can put into your work and
you can still get
it. You're great.
He doesn't know the Mice. You're intentionally trying to macho a guy in a favor. Or you're just deceiving the guy. Just deceiving the guy, which is awesome. How is that leaving neighbor? You're not doing anything to the professor. You're just deceiving him. You're a faker. Not worth it. Get up in the morning, look at the mirror. You don't want to be involved in neighbors. Now, what happens in the following case? And then let's break. We'll talk about it more in mice another time. Let's say a goy asks a Jew to daven for his refuah. That could happen. And you know he's a big tzaddik. He's one of the chassidim of soul. He's looking to daven for him. Looking to daven for him. Even if he's not a good guy. Yes? What happens if you can't get out of it, Lamaisa? What happens if you can't get out of it?
Can't get out of what?
You can't get out of it. He's a bad guy. He asks you to pray for him. And you can't get out of it and say, I'm not, and you don't want to pray for him. He'll get angry with you. What do you do? So here we could say, you could daven to Hashem that he should become a better person and then also be healed. Okay? That's what you should do, Allah Lamaisa. Yeah? Maybe that's what you should do, Allah Lamaisa. Even if he's a bad guy, if it's impossible to get out of it, and gets upset with you. So daven to Hashem that he should get better. But don't, you know, be a faker and say, no, I hope to Hashem that the guy should should die because he's a bad guy. That's Nevi'im Das. Davening to Hashem that he should become a better guy and he should become healed. Okay, now, what about when it comes to Divrei Torah? And then let's break with this. If you convey a Dvar Torah and you make it as if it's your own, that's Gneva. If you say it's not your own, but you don't say who it is, you might not be over Gneva's Das, but what are you over? You don't fulfill the din of Kol Omer B'Shem Omer, maybe Gula Yola. You understand there are two tracks. This is what the Sefer Torah of Das says to Fayyash. Okay? So we have to be very careful about this din of Gneva's Das, and as I said, we'll talk about another time a little bit more of it. And the truth of the matter is that Yaakov was tested. He didn't want to do it, he didn't want to lie. He's the example of Emes, Hashem's signature is Emes, but he had no choice. Hashem said you need to lie to get the brachos. And he lied. He said, Ani Esav B'Chorecha. Can't get out of that. And this is the way Hashem told me to do it. Because the master of Emes is the one that can teach us how to do it. Only in the case of Shalom do you do it. And that was this case. So let us Hashem give us Yat and Ishmaya that we never have to engage in Gneva's Das ever. Okay, all right, let's break here. Here's the questions, guys. Please, Gimel Amud Aleph. You don't have to look at the questions and say it, or just do it. Gimel Amud Aleph. Again, we wish Jonathan may you build a vice, then it be Yisrael.